Nadia Romanos on 5 Drive.
The KKNK, or Little Karoo National Arts Festival, is underway until November, and I thought it was super appropriate to talk about it on Heritage Day. It's an Afrikaans language arts festival that takes place every year in Oudtshoorn in the Western Cape, and I've got the artistic director of the KKNK on the line, Hugo Tiaar. Thank you for talking to us on this beautiful Heritage Day.
Hello, Nadia. Thanks for talking to me. It's so wonderful to satisfy with them.
The KKNK has been around since 1994. Can you tell us about the significance of the festival?
The festival is now in its 27th year. It's been a festival that has focused strongly on through the arts and through culture to build social cohesion in South Africa. And it has become an annual event on the calendar. Obviously now we can't host festivals in its physical form. So for the past few years we had to go online.
Can you explain how it works?
It's quite a broad spectrum of content. And what, you know, our focus at the moment, especially during COVID with the performing arts, really on its knees, we really focus on trying to create work and job opportunities for people in the performing arts. And as part of that, we have an array of content, from theater productions that we film and present online, theater talks and little snippets of comedy, etc. Our main sponsor has recently launched the virtual Absa Kaya Karma, and that created a virtual Oudtshoorn. It's quite incredible, and it's quite beautiful to see, and they've used landmark monuments and buildings in the town as part of this experience. You know, you can go through the virtual world, and there are from comedy minutes to inspirational short inserts by well-known South Africans who share their life lessons, and also art talks, and they've got talks with different celebrities and people involved in the industry, and business talks. It's updated regularly. It's on until end of November, so people can literally go to the KKNK website, which is kknk.co.za, and then register, and there's content whenever you want it, wherever you are, at any time. We are also launching three major theatre productions that we've filmed over the past few months, which will launch between October and November. And it really stars, I want to say, theatre royalty, you know, from Antoinette Kellerman to Annemarie van der Merwe to Tina Rie van Wyk Lewis, et cetera, et cetera. Because I know people are scared, you know, how this, you know, theatre is made for live performance. Mm. So we try to form these theatre pieces in a way that it translates on form. So we're also experimenting, because I think the virtual world also opens up new opportunities for all of us. And it just makes theatre and art and culture accessible to all.
Yes, exactly. I was actually going to ask about that, because obviously it's preferred for the arts festivals to be live and in person, but there are pros to it being online. I mean, I can sit in Gauteng and view things, and I think it's really, really cool.
Absolutely. I think, you know, obviously we all want to go back to, you know, live performances. I think we all miss it, whether it be a concert or theatre or walking through an art gallery, which we can luckily now do. But ultimately, I don't think the online world is going to, you know, it will form part of what we do, because from experimenting with the online world in the past few, you know, since March 2020, when COVID hit, it's been incredible on how we can broaden our audiences, obviously, and have it accessible, at a festival accessible to all.
And Hugo, COVID has obviously severely affected the arts industry. How can we help keep supporting arts and the KKNK?
Well, I think it's extremely important to keep on whatever initiative any artist or anyone in the performing arts, you know, whatever they put out there, whether it be online, whether it be a small little performance somewhere, supported by a ticket. It's a way to support that artist. Also, I want to say that there's a wonderful fund called the Tribute Fund, and it is at tribute.co.za, which supports artists in this time. And if you want to make a donation, it's easy, and it's all on the tribute.co.za. And as you said, the performing arts, you know, if you're talking about Heritage Day, I think arts and culture is the core of what our heritage is.
Hugo, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for keeping the arts going and entertaining us. And I look forward to checking out the festival.
Wonderful chatting to you, Nadia.
What to watch with Nadia.